Hello, I'm Andrea Lamantia from the hallowed halls of Mercer's Princeton office with number 10 on our list of top 10 compliance issues, the summary of benefits and coverage. By now, we're all familiar with these handy little summaries. Thanks to their standard format, consumers have been able to make apples-to-apples comparisons among benefit options and learn more about their health plans. But changes are coming. Revised ACA rules called for the development of an even more uniform, concise, and reader-friendly SBC. This new model, including updated instructions and uniform glossary, was released in early April. Notable changes include a new coverage example for a simple fracture, explanation of services covered before a deductible, and additional detail on cost sharing and out-of-pocket limits. The biggest innovation is that electronic SBCs can be fully hyperlinked to the uniform glossary. Consumers then have instant access to definitions of health plan and medical terms. Very helpful for those not fluent in benefit speak. The changes will not impact enrollment activities occurring this year. Use of the new SBC template becomes effective for open enrollment or plan years beginning on or after April 1st of next year. This means calendar year plans will start using the new SBC during the open enrollment period in late 2017 for coverage effective January 1st, 2018. So, while responsible parties have some time to make the necessary updates, it makes sense to review and become familiar with the model materials now. For additional information about the summary of benefits and coverage, please contact a member of your Mercer team. You can also find sample copies of the new template at the cms.gov website. Thank you.